Bonjour madame le guide. Pour l'exposition, vous avez deux niveaux, le rez-de-chaussée et le sous-sol. Oui. Au premier étage, c'est la librairie. Et pour accéder au jardin derrière, il faut repasser par cette porte et contourner à droite.
The long queue can be seen from a distance in front of the rectangular glass Cartier Foundation building near the Montparnasse area in Paris. A courteous and informative greeting awaits visitors as they cross the threshold of the culture center. In French and in English.
Access to the garden is through the same door, and then you have a garden around the building. There is only a little cafeteria, but you have permanent artworks of the Fondation Cartier.
Is there something special about the cafeteria?
Yes, it has been decorated by an artist of the exhibition.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The exhibition called Congo Beauté or Congo Kitoko or Beauty Congo is full of surprises for anyone interested in contemporary art in general or contemporary art from Africa or from Democratic Republic of Congo in particular over the past 90 years. The ground floor, where we enter, is in fact the second part of the exhibition, chronologically speaking, but it's hard to resist the large format, brightly coloured two-dimensional figures in flat acrylic backgrounds, some with sprinklings of sparkle, paintings from the 1970s up to today by those dubbed as popular painters, les peintres populaires. Originally from New York, far, far from Kinshasa, Kisangani, Lubumbashi or Goma, Leanne Sacramone is associate curator of the Congo Kitoko exhibition. She explains the sources of the contemporary style upstairs.
The popular painters were, for the most part, self-taught painters who were originally sign painters in Kinshasa or who worked in comics as well. And they began opening up their art studios in Kinshasa and exhibiting their paintings on the walls, outdoors, the outdoor walls of their studios, and to attract the attention of passers-by. And they really attracted their public in that way.
Outside in the Cartier Foundation's Café Garden, I met Vedrana, a Croatian student at art school in Italy. The exhibition had given her food for thought. She observed the way these paintings, which are not classically pretty, attract viewers to their political or social messages through caricatures and satire in captions or pictorial references.
I was thinking that it's very interesting that for us to see how they are free of our tradition of the perspective, and they have another tradition that is maybe come from the decoration, and that comes out is the subject is in the first place of the paintings. And for the recent paintings, it's very interesting how always there is not a representation. The composition is very different when we compare our tradition. And I like very much how they compose. There's a lot of color, and they use the color with a lot of freedom. And for many of these painters, it's very nice that the political question is in first place and all the subjects are very happy. There's a lot of happiness. It's only their vision and it's very powerful, this kind of message. It works very well, in my opinion.
Popular painter Pierre Baudot's personified birds, sapeurs or dandies struck gaily. Monsengo Schuller's African astronauts wearing vibrantly patterned space suits plant a flag on a satellite, bearing Schuller's hopes for an African space conquest. For Nzata from Côte d'Ivoire, who lives in Paris, the Congolese artists have captured themes which strike a chord with all Africans.
I think it's really interesting, because many artists show things I already know, but some of them show in the positive way all our fears, our hopes for Africa, for the future. They express things very important for Africa, and the way they try to show to people how they see their own country, and they try to, I think, to express that all is not lost. We have still hopes for Africa, and some of us believe in and hope that one day it will come true. Should I
The starting point Sacramone and head curator André Magnan chose for the exhibition are the painters they call precursors. Their skills in decorating their homes were seen by colonial settlers early in the 20th century as fine art. Leanne Sacramone.
The colonial administrator, Georges Thierry, gave paper and paints to the artists he saw painting the huts. He found this decorative art absolutely fabulous, and he was passionate about art, and he wanted to make this art more permanent by encouraging the artist to paint on paper. And that, of course, is very European in and of itself. And after, if you move on into the history of Congolese painting, then you have the popular artists. They don't paint on canvas, because canvas is very difficult to find. Now they're painting more on canvas, but when they first started, they painted on flour bags. And, of course, it is a decorative art form that's very painting in itself. And hanging it in one's living room is, of course, a European tradition.
The painting style moves on, as does the exhibition, on the lower floor of the Cartier Foundation. The mix of painted, human, animal or plant figures with or in abstract design convey a sense of excitement which the painters must have felt at the Atelier du Hangar, the shed workshop studio in Lubumbashi 60 to 70 years ago. A French amateur painter, Pierre-Romain Desfossés, set it up in 1946 to encourage Congolese artists to paint in their own style, from their own imagination and own traditions or stories, not to please Europeans. Across the way, on the far wall, are those large format paintings again, forming a link between the two floors. These are by Moki, one of the many DRC artists who captured the sporting fight of the century, for them anyway, Muhammad Ali and George Foreman, on October the 30th, 1974, in the capital of then Zaire, Kinshasa. Moki's painting in figurative style and in shades of purple, orange and yellow hangs beside some of his other works, which, above all the others, struck Svetlana, a visitor from Moscow.
There are lots of colours in the pictures, things we are not used to see them like here or in Europe. There were like figures of people with cars, and they really attract your attention. We saw many things that we don't hear a lot about African countries here, so it's another way for us to learn about other countries, like from these pictures.
Paintings, videos of the artists talking about their work, as well as details, scale, model sculptures of futuristic urban land and skyscapes made out of recycled materials. The Congo Kitoko exhibition shows a wide range of skills and tastes and ideas, including through photography.
Well, there were quite a few photographers from Angola who started working in Kinshasa. Most of them were either Europeans or photographers from Angola who were fleeing for one reason or another. Colonial borders, of course, were very arbitrary. Culturally, parts of Angola were very close to the Congo. Jean de Parra is one of the photographers in the show, and he was very inspired by the urban environment of Kinshasa, which was a very, very cosmopolitan city at the time. It was the beginnings also of the first recording studios in the Congo and the emergence of Congolese popular music. And he became actually one of the official photographers for a very famous Congolese singer and guitarist whose name was Franco. He was kind of like the Elvis of the Congo at the time. And he photographed the life in the nightclubs, the lively nightlife in Kinshasa at the time. And you can see that in the pictures we're showing here at the foundation.
Upstairs on the ground floor, Congo Boti also shows how photography moved on in the region, bringing it up to date with striking images by Kirupi Katembo, born in 1979 in Goma. Each section in the Congo Kitoko exhibition is accompanied by music from different times, for anyone who loves discovering music as well as art. Thank you for listening to this week's Arts in France. Congo Kitoko, Congo Beauté, Congo Beauty is on at the Cartier Foundation here in Paris until January the 16th, 2016. Until next time, from me, Roslyn Hyams, goodbye. Ayoyo.
Tina Kwani, Kwani Tina.